Morning!
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Great googly moogly.
In his own inimitable style, we present...
Jason Ferry, KX93.5.
Well, a very good morning. It's 7:07, that's auspicious, probably. I don't know. How are you? Yes, I'm back from Japan. I mean, I'm really back today. I think my head is actually back because I feel a little bit sick because I'm waking up so early. So that's normal. How are you? It's a beautiful day in Laguna. Lots to do today. Got Linda Halligan coming in for the top five. Caroline's Cause Corner. There'll be a live band in the studio just after 9 o'clock. And I'm going back to bed, so I'll see you later. There's news this morning, so stick around for that. And, yeah, I think it's going to be fun. So happy Wednesday. Hold on to your stuff. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. Very proud to serve you. Be in touch if you like. 949-715-5936 is the phone number, and also the number to text. I would text if I were you. That would be my advice. All right, I'll be back with the news in, I don't know, a few minutes' time. Here's Toad the Wet Sprocket. Very good morning to you. It's KX93.5.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Yeah, and we begin this morning with the very sad news that record producer Sir George Martin, known as the Fifth Beatle, has died aged 90. His family thanked everyone for their thoughts, prayers and messages of support after his death at home on Tuesday night. His manager said... Sir George signed the Beatles and produced more than 700 records. I have so many wonderful memories of this great man that will be with me forever, said Sir Paul McCartney in a statement on his website. He was a true gentleman and like a second father to me. He guided the career of the Beatles with such skill and good humour that he became a true friend to me and my family. If anyone earned the title of Fifth Beatle, it was George. He goes on to say, from the day that he gave the Beatles our first recording contract to the last time I saw him, he was the most generous, intelligent and musical person I've ever had the pleasure to know. Very sad news there that Sir George Martin has died aged 90 in Great Britain. Yeah. Good morning. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. We began this morning with the sad news that the Fifth Beatle, Sir George Martin, has died aged 90. Very sad news, but got to give you the local news here. Very importantly, can't forget that we've still got to get by here in Laguna Beach. So here it is, the morning news brought to you by the Laguna Beach Independent and KX93.5. Laguna Beach City Council last week unanimously approved purchasing the modular structure formerly known as the alternative sleeping location in Laguna Canyon for up to $200,000 rather than leasing it for another year when the asking price will be $100,000 more than that. The city would prefer to continue to lease the 3,600 square foot trailer at $1,800 a month, City Manager John Petig said at the meeting, but the price at the end of the lease term is prohibitive, he said. The rental company Mobile Modular Management Corp in Mira Loma will jack up the price in a year to $275,000. The options have led to uncertainty about the future of the facility, according to the city's report. The current asking price is $158,000. Does any of this make any sense to you? It's completely confusing me. Plus $13,000 in sales tax, blah, blah, blah. And I wrote it. The shelter is expected to last at least another 10 years down there with regular maintenance, such as a new roof and sidings. The ASL opened 6 years ago under a 4-year lease agreement with Mobile Modular. The lease was extended for 2 more years in 2014 and expires on March 22nd. Basically, it's too expensive to keep leasing the thing, so the city's going to buy it at a reasonably cheap price. The facility is operated by the non-profit Friendship Shelter, a residency transition program for displaced people under a contract within the city. More news now. Laguna Beach High School's production of Once Upon a Mattress opens this weekend with performances at 7:30 at the Artist Theatre. The musical comedy is based on a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Princess and the Bee. Alexis Carroll directs the show with Karen Reimer, assistant director of musical theatre, Orange County School of the Arts, and a local resident, an LBHS alum, Selena Del Pizzo Howell. The musical director is Roxana Ward. Tickets are $10 and $20 for reserved seating at the school's website and various other places around town, I have no doubt. You just have to go online and figure it out. All right, very sad news that George Martin has died. Sir George Martin has died, aged 90. And you'll forgive me for playing Beatles songs a little bit this morning, just to remember the great man and his incredible job of production on all those Beatles records. He produced every record the Beatles ever made. Truly the fifth Beatle. And a gentleman genius. George Martin, The Beatles. It's KX93.5. KX93.5 and all's well with the world. Esther's here cleaning. Hello, Esther.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going there? Got your little thing? Good. This place needs cleaning. It's disgusting. Well, they've made a mess of it while we've been away. Yeah. The working people of the world are out and about. I'm going to dedicate this show to you, working people of the world. It could be worse. You could have no work. My mother used to always say, and used to drive me nuts, she used to say, if you're feeling not having a good day, do a day's work and you'll feel better. Yeah. It wasn't always true. Still, it's KX93.5. Got things to do today. A band called Arcadian are coming in later on today, about 9 o'clock-ish. And also Linda Halligan will be here. You try saying that when you've just woken up. Linda Halligan will be here. A little later, and Caroline will be here with Cause Corner also. It's a busy day on KX93.5. Got new music to play right now, Shearwater. Got some new stuff going on, and this is a track called Only Child. It's KX93.5. Wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. Well, the overarching news, of course, today is that George Martin, Sir George Martin, I should say... You know, for a lot of people, I would never use the sir, because I don't believe in it. You know, Elton John is Elton John to me, and evermore shall be so. With George Martin, you just feel like giving him the old sir, don't you? Gentleman genius, George Martin has died aged 90 years old. Yeah, so important, so brilliant, so big. But there's other news in the world today. I'll dig some out for you here. An American tourist has been killed and several people wounded in a spate of attacks targeting Israelis near Tel Aviv and in Jerusalem, police say. The American, named as Taylor Force, was one of 10 people stabbed by an attacker in Jaffa, south of Tel Aviv. The US President Joe Biden was at an event close by at the time. Earlier, two Israeli police officers were shot and wounded in occupied East Jerusalem. An ultra-Orthodox Jew was stabbed in Petah Tikva near Tel Aviv. The American stabbed to death has been identified as a student of Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. Taylor Force was on a trip to Israel to learn more about global entrepreneurship and startups. University Chancellor Nicholas Zepos told his fellow students in a letter. Others on the trip were safe and unharmed. Israeli police say the attacker was a 21-year-old from the West Bank town of Qalqilya who was shot dead on the scene, really overshadowing Joe Biden's trip to Israel, that story. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story about goats. Goats, of course, as you know, are pure evil. That is the sound of Radiohead on KX93.5. And you know what? Before that, I played While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles. And of course, Sir George Martin died last night, aged 90. And if you didn't have While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles, you wouldn't have Airbag by Radiohead. Not in a million billion years. All right, it's KX93.5. Let's get a little bit lighter here, shall we? Some light news. Donald Trump has won two more states. Ah! Michigan and Mississippi. Michigan, Mississippi. In this bid, his bid to be Republican White House pick in the Democratic race, Bernie Sanders has had a surprise victory in Michigan, but Hillary Clinton increased her overall lead with a big Mississippi win. World's gone mad. Ted Cruz won a Republican-only race to Idaho, and Hawaii results come in later. What are they going to do? Oh, God. The four states in the latest to choose their candidates from each party who will compete in November's presidential election. Terrible night for Marco Rubio, came in a distant fourth. Billionaire businessman Mr. Trump is well ahead of the all-important delegate count. But a poor debate performance and some recent losses to Texas Senator Ted Cruz have raised questions about the solidity of his lead. That's wishful thinking right there. Analysts say Mr. Cruz appears to be the only candidate who can stop Mr. Trump, who has been fiercely criticised by the Republican establishment. When I think of the Republican establishment, I think of the last days of the Warsaw Ghetto, frankly. But there you go. And I promised you some news earlier on. Goat news. Yep, as you know, goats are pure evil. A gang of 16 wild goats is causing havoc in a small town on New Zealand's South Island. The mob has been roaming the streets of Blackball, destroying gardens and local flora as they go. The herd's days may be numbered. Speaking to Radio New Zealand, a guy called Mr. Malik said, "What started off as a small group of three animals has multiplied over the years, causing an increase in local problem. Residents have got 2 weeks to claim the animals," he said, "or they'll be dealt with, most likely shot for meat." There's the good news. It's KX93.5.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Yeah, it's been a while since we did a sorbet of the day, hasn't it? Certainly been a couple of weeks since I've been away. Anyway, here's the deal. If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a sponge for the spongiform, peoples. Yes. So sorbet of the day is just supposed to be a thing that wakes you up from your irritable slumber. Put it that way. Or put it any way you want. But that's what it is. It's supposed to be a thing that goes, oh, that's another thought. Change your mind. Okay. So here it is. You ready? Just sit in the you've got to sit in the lotus position and just straight back as if your head was suspended from the ceiling. You see? Yep. Got it? From the heavens. Okay. Here it is. Your sorbet of the day. If you're going to a costume party and you don't know what to dress as, just go in your normal clothes and tell everybody you're the bass player out of Oasis.
That was the sorbet of the day.
It was the sorbet of the day. That's what that was. Yeah. Right, the phone's ringing. Let's see who's there. Hello, Cakes 93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Hello, it's me.
Oh, hello, me. How are you?
Right, then.
Where are you, for goodness sake?
Dude, I'm in a very appropriate place today. I'm in Liverpool.
Yes, appropriate for today. What a sad day, really.
Yeah, well, I honestly don't know very much about George Martin, but I've learned a lot about him today because I've been on the Magical Mystery Tour, taking a yellow bus around Liverpool, looking at all the Beatles sites.
Wow. Wow. That is cool. It's good fun, right?
No, it was cool, and like you said, it's just the right day to be here, and we went down to the Cavern Club, and there were a bunch of people playing Beatles songs and talking about George Martin, and it was cool.
Yeah, he really was the fifth Beatle. I mean, you know, I always said that if you're looking for the fifth Beatle, actually you're looking for the sixth Beatle, because George Martin was the guy that gave them the sound. He was a true gentleman. He let them be creative, and then he would say, okay, let's try something different, and brilliant producer. Absolutely, you know, brilliant doesn't say it, really.
Yeah, it's been fun listening to, the BBC while we've been over here, too, because it's all anybody's talking about, and they keep playing clips of George Martin's old interviews and John Lennon talking about him. Just kind of feels cool to be here on a day like today.
Yeah, it was a true gentleman producer. He was a friend of the Beatles, and apparently, according to Paul McCartney, he became really good friends with the families and just was, you know, really involved in them on all kinds of levels. So, wonderful man. And
have you ever played in Liverpool? Do you ever play at the Cavern Club?
I never played at the Cavern Club, no. I've played at a few gigs there. I forget the names of them now, but small, dingy clubs in Liverpool, yeah. It's not the prettiest place on the planet, Liverpool.
No, it really is not. I wasn't expecting it to be. I mean, it's a port city. And the whole point of this trip I've been on is to investigate my family's ancestry and genealogy. And we figured out that John McCusker, my dad's great-great-grandfather, sailed to Philadelphia from Liverpool in around 1839. So we've been going around all these different sites where we know our ancestors once walked.
Wow, that's awesome. And was he in Liverpool? He sailed from Liverpool, you say?
Yeah, he lived in Northern Ireland, but it was very common for them to hop over to Liverpool because it was such a major port city and then take the boat across to America.
Yeah, wow. Well, just all I'm saying to you is if you're in Liverpool, keep your hands in your pockets and check your wallet every now and again because those people definitely...
I've kind of got that vibe.
They call them Scousers. I don't know what that means or where it's from, but they call themselves Scousers too. And
the accent is weird. It's a lot different.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know.
Can you do it?
No, can you?
The only way I can do it, you know when you do an accent, you sort of come up with one word and that gets you into
right.
it. Well, my word is great. That's great.
Yeah, and it's almost Scottish, because wouldn't you do the same thing for a Scottish accent?
No, that'd be great. That's very different. It's a different vowel sound. Great, that's great. That, by the way, so... Hey, calm down. They're pretty weird bunch there.
I've thought of copious new games for our show while I've been here. One of them involves you doing various UK accents, and the other involves you translating words as they come up in conversation, because there's so much I don't understand.
Well, I'm not going to have to think too hard about those games, so thanks for that. I'm glad you're not
you're
making me play basketball. So you've had a good time, though. Good trip, and your dad's well, and everything's all right.
Yeah, with my mom too.
And your mom too.
And you know, it's a long one. I think he may have over planned it, but we'll be back. I'll be back Friday, and I'll see you on the air Monday.
Brilliant. Well, we totally miss you, and everything's all right here, with not too many burn holes in anything, and all the other offices are still around us and standing. So I think we're doing all right.
Okay, good. And I mean, we don't have to get into it now, but obviously, I need to hear about your trip. I haven't heard about it.
We'll talk about it when you get back. Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Nice one, Ty. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Now, press the right button to end the call.
Bye. The Beatles there on the day that George Martin died, age 90. And before that, Tyler Russell called in all the way from Liverpool, which makes me feel like playing this.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, I wouldn't normally play that. It's not Daily Scramble without Tyler, let's face it. But whatever it's been, it's already been, because I'm off. And then I'll be back to do two more hours at 10 o'clock. Silly, isn't it? Anyway, if you're leaving us, have a good day. If you're sticking around, good for you. It's Daily Scramble Live. It's KX 93.5.